Let us pray. Dear Lord, in the midst of all of the calamity, confusion, and chaos, you are our structure, you are our peace, and you are our protector. And we know, God, that you are keeping it all together, giving us each moment a semblance of normalcy, giving us enough peace to function, giving us, oh God, our right minds, and keeping those things that would devastate us to our death away from us. And while you are holding all of these things together on our behalf, the least we can do is tell you thank you. And oh God, it is our joy right now in the middle of this meditative moment in prayer, it is our joy to tell you thank you. Oh God, our ability is only to see what's happening in this physical world. But Father, we know it is much more happening in the realm that we cannot see. And if we were but allowed a glance to see all of what you're doing for us every day, in every moment in the day, I know, Father, that we would be way more thankful than we are right now. So, Lord, thank you for keeping us during it all. Thank you for keeping us through it all. Thank you, God, for keeping us in it all. You deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we know, oh God, that you are always manifesting your almighty power. It's not just in those noticeable times where you stop a wreck from being fatal, or you stop a surgery from being fatal, or you stop a circumstance from being so devastating. Of course, that is a demonstration of your almighty power. But in the realm that we cannot see, your almightiness is always in motion, saving us, keeping us, protecting us. So no wonder, oh God, you said in your word that we ought to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. So God, forgive us of our finite view. Forgive us of our very shallow understanding. But the closer we get to you, oh God, the more we understand, and the more we admit, Father, that we need your help, and the more grateful, oh God, we are that you are keeping us. And we just praise you for it, oh God. I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. God, I don't know what is manifesting in their space at this moment, but I pray, God, your protection to be all over them and around them. I pray, God, for protection in every facet of their lives, physical, spiritual, mental, social, psychological, emotional. God, I just pray for protection to be theirs right now. And I pray, Father, that whatever time you allow for this prayer to catch up with this individual, that they will know your peace and that they will live therein. Help them, God, not to panic, but to trust in you, to rest in you, and to realize that you have more than enough power to see them through whatever may come their way. And help them, the Father, to just know that the very moment that they feel out of control is when they can trust you and realize that you are in control and you are holding them in the hollow of your hands, oh God. I pray, Father, not only for them, but I pray also for their families. I pray, oh God, for their dreams. I pray for their goals, their objectives, oh God. I pray, Father, that we don't live sinful lives. I pray, Father, that our thoughts will not be sin-inspired or sin-induced. But I pray, Father, that we will elevate our mind and our thinking to think beyond any kind of selfishness, oh God, that would displease you. But I pray, Father, now that you would bless them and keep them in their life's path, oh God. I pray, Father, that you would help them along the way. I pray, Father, that you would guide their steps. I pray, Father, that you would illuminate the path, because we understand that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Those places, oh God, that you want them to be. I pray, Father, that they will come into those places regardless to what the devil or any demonic force may attempt or try. I pray, Father, that you would do this in such a way that would give you the glory. I pray, Father, that you would shut down all demonic interference to your agenda, to your plan, to the purposes, oh God, that you have for this particular person. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed is what your word says against your church, those who believe in you, those who trust in you, those who have been saved by you. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus. And then, Master, those areas of our world that are ravaged and that are going through all kinds of difficulty, Father, floods, fires, wars, hurricanes, droughts. I just pray, Father, for all those areas right now. I pray, God, for the sick. I pray for the homeless. I pray, God, for the addicts, those who are strung out on all different kinds of drugs. Oh, God, it seems like a new drug is coming out every week. And we see, oh, God, in real time how the devil is always doing something to enslave the human race and do his best to drag each and every human down to the pits of hell. God, we praise you for those who are saved and those who the devil never can have. And we pray, Father, that you would touch your church to help us to adopt and to adapt to a rescuer's mentality, that it's our responsibility to reach persons who are on their way to hell with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would grant your church boldness in these last and evil days. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would inspire and encourage every saved person to have the conversation, with those who don't know you in the free pardon of sin, that we seek them out, we speak to them, and we share the gospel with them, O God, and change and be instrumental in changing their eternal destination from death, from damnation, O God, to a place, O God, to be with you for all eternity. O God, we just lift up mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. We lift up aunties and uncles, cousins, grandparents. Now, O God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those who are grieving so many persons, oh God. Their number was called in these past 7 to 8 days and has left us reeling and rocking with pain and just feeling separation anxiety, oh God, and too many to call or to enumerate, Father, but we just lift up every hurting heart now as they are trying to embrace and come to grips with what has happened in their lives. One less plate at the table, one less voice in the room. Lord, we just lift up all families and friends who are hurting right now in the name of Jesus. And may your peace and your grace be sufficient in the days to come. Pray, Lord, for families that you would grant them understanding and compassion and love towards one another as they walk through these difficult next days. I just pray that you would be with them. Take care, Lord, of our children, wherever they are. Keep them, God, ever in your care, close to you, and safe with you. We ask, Father, that you would hear us now in these moments, and but most of all, that you would help us. You get the glory, but for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope that whatever time this prayer and these moments catch up to you, that you are well on your way to meeting whatever your goals are for the day. I pray that the Lord would help you and assist you in using your time wisely. It's the best thing that we have for us is our time other than Jesus Christ. And I hope that your day will end with you being tired from being productive, and that you are closer to the destiny and the destination that God has for you. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be at peace. I want you to rest in your body, your mind, and your spirit because of what you know. And that is, God is on the throne and he is in control. And if you're hearing this message and you don't know Jesus and the free pardon of your sin, it is my responsibility to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you and to tell you that the Old Testament tells us Christ is coming. The Gospels in the New Testament tells us Christ came. And the book of Acts, even to Revelation, tells us that Christ is coming again. And we are in that. We are proverbially in between Acts and Revelation. We are waiting for the consummation of time when the Lord shall return. He is coming again, so it's your responsibility to get to know him before you meet him. You don't want to meet him and not know him, because it means that your eternal destination will be hell. But if you get to know him and you accept him, heaven will be your eternal home. And the way you get there is by acknowledging your need for him, by believing that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you confess it because you believe it in your heart, the Bible says you shall be saved. Stop playing with your time. Don't play another moment with your soul. Your soul and you are so important that God sent Jesus to die just for you. It would be a shame for you to go to a Christless eternity because you rejected him while you are alive. I'd love to hear from you, or at least hear of you. But even if you decide not to accept Christ, I still love you and he still loves you. And in fact, the Church of the Living God, all of us love you. We're praying for you. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris with the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.